G and Ha. And don't ask me which is which.
All right, I won't ask, although that was the next question. What would you say then to a horse to urge him on to go forward? Or to start?
Get up.
Mm-hmm. And anything to make him back up? Okay, and to stop him?
Just pull on the reins.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And can you call pigs?
Suey.
Just suey?
It was allowed.
Allowed.
Suey!
All right. Then, have you ever heard sheep called?
Mm-mm.
How about chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a pecking, like sound.
Mm-hmm. And to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you would say, I have to, meaning to put the...
Saddle. Have to saddle the horses.
This is to drive them in a buggy.
Hitch the horses.
You have a synonym for that? It's also the name of the stuff that you put on the horses.
Gear.
Well, it begins with an H, and it's the same thing.
Harness.
Yeah, that's it. Then, let's see, when you're driving a horse, what are the things you hold in your hands?
Reins.
And what if you're plowing with the horse?
Lines.
Mm-hmm. And if you're riding a horse?
Reins.
All right, and the things you put your feet into when riding?
Stirrups.
And do you have a name when you have two horses for the one that walks in the furrow?
Inside.
Or how about, would you distinguish between
row.
The one that walks on the left and the one on the right?
I don't know those terms.
Mm-hmm. If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little...
bit away.
All right. And if you're traveling and you haven't finished your journey yet and it's still a considerable distance, you'd say we still have a...
piece to go.
All right. And, if something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say, oh, I can find that just about...
anytime.
Or indicating place.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And if you slipped on the ice and fell that way, you fell...
backward.
And that way...
forward.
Mm-hmm. Did you catch any fish? You might reply, no, blank a one.
Not a one.
Did you ever hear nary?
Mm-hmm. I never used it.
How would you hear it?
I caught nary a one.
Mm-hmm. Would family members have said that?
Mm-hmm.
Older ones?
Right.
Okay. Then let's see. If a schoolboy might say of the scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. And if someone apologizes for breaking your rake, you might say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Would you like to pause now and take a sip of your coffee?
See, I'm just wondering. What I'm just filling in those blanks. I don't get
yeah, no, that's fine. Double negatives is what it is. He didn't give me none,
et cetera. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. I'll get some more cookies. I'll bring those out later.
No, thank you. This is fine. You might not have an expression like this, but you might say of a spoiled child, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble, blank as not.
Likely as not.
Okay. Did you ever hear apt as not or like as not?
I heard apt.
Apt is not.
Mm-hmm. But not like is not.
Okay. And then the trench is cut by a plow. I think you just said this.
Rows.
Or?
Furrows.
Mm-hmm. And a good yield, you'd say we raised a big...
crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees, you did what?
Cleared.
Mm-hmm. If you cut your grass a second time, what would you call that? Now, if it grew back and you cut it again...
You don't mean hay, you mean grass?
Well, it could be hay, I guess. What would you call it for hay?
I don't know. I'm blank.
Do you have a name for old dead hay that's left over